This is David Cruse with the Comstock Report. Mark Twain said to never pick a fight with someone who buys ink by the barrel. The press has not yet been replaced by the social media. Disparaging the press worked to get votes during the campaign, but will make it much harder for Donald Trump to govern. This has the potential to derail the administration's agenda in Congress. Congress has an unrealistic number of issues to work through: tax reform, Obamacare replacement, immigration issues, infrastructure bill, and trade. Despite all the miscues, Trump still had the initiative, but this scandal could cause him to lose it. At best, it'll be a significant distraction. It was not going to be easy to get these bills legislated when Trump was on a roll, and now it will be doubly more difficult. The stock market has been building the expectation of tax cuts, stimulus, and deregulation into it with great confidence. Failure of Congress to deliver the goods could mean the Trump trade could unravel. Confidence will be tested and measured. As long as this stays being just about a National Security Council head that lied and was fired, the market doesn't care. If the larger agenda becomes put at risk, then all bets are off. 40% of total pork and beef exports have moved through NAFTA, so there is potential for great disruption in both those markets if the negotiation doesn't go well. Congress has decided that it wasn't such a great idea to can Obamacare without something to replace it. So far, President Trump has been all vinegar and nothing sweet in talks with Mexico, managing to turn Mexican consumer sentiment against gringos with his rough treatment. They have been insulted, and why would they not be the way they have been treated? As far as the U.S. ag sector is concerned, the president disparaged our best customer. Generally, that is not a wise thing to do in business. Canadians are worried that Make America Great Again means country of origin labeling will come back to haunt them. As I have noted, Trump has the bullseye on Mexico and not on Canada. He just wants Canada not to cause him any trouble by helping Mexico out in NAFTA negotiations. He never promised to put tariffs on Canada during the campaign, so has no such promise then to keep. As long as he sticks Mexico hard, his supporters will be happy. His supporters have no beef with Canada, saving their ill will for Mexico. Cool could not be reinstated specifically for Canada if some form of it was recreated. U.S. meat packers don't want it, and if they gathered U.S. meat industry heads together at the White House, they would ask him not to reinstate Cool. JBS doesn't want to have to label beef coming from Brazil. That populist stuff was just for the election. The threat of reinstating Cool should be enough to keep Canada in line. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Could Mexico buy all of its corn from South America? A bill was introduced into the Mexican Senate to require that. The U.S. Grains Council doesn't think that the bill will have any legs at this time, but it is there ready for the moment they get pushed too far. They are targeting U.S. corn because they think that U.S. corn growers elected Donald Trump, so want to target his support. As I noted, there are logistical advantages for Mexico to source corn here, delivered by railroad. There's no railroad connecting Mexico to South America, so it has to come to a port and then be shipped inland. That has to be expensive, but remember, some South American corn is shipped into the U.S. East Coast every year. The Brazilian corn crop looks promising. They have been increasing production estimates for both Argentine corn and soybeans. Mexico is also the U.S. third largest soybean importer. USDA announced the purchase of 142,500 metric ton of soybeans by Mexico this week. Origination of corn and soybeans from Brazil would be easy for them. Wheat and sorghum are imported by ocean port. It would not be impossible for Mexico to use a Gulf port of entry to receive corn from Brazil and then rail it from there. The point being is that they are evaluating all of their options, getting ready for the worst. They don't expect much good from Trump. Japan, China, Korea, and other major U.S. ag importers are going through a similar process as Mexico is doing. They are all reaching out to other suppliers and evaluating their dependence on U.S. supply. China was forecast to import at least 86 million metric ton of soybeans this marketing year. If China would reduce its purchases with the U.S. just 10%, which they could certainly do considering the crop in Brazil, it would have a major market impact. China bought 31.8 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans last year. Mexico came in third as a soybean buyer at 3.5 million metric ton. After China, the next nine U.S. soybean purchases added together totaled 17.83 million metric ton in 2016, just 56% in total of what China bought. Talk about a single buyer market risk. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.